Welcome to
Mom, Facing Mayhem.
I'm Justine.
And I'm Kate.
That was the mayhem.
So we must be the moms.
We are back to episode 4, episode 3. That was a hard episode. We had the baby there, and there's a lot of screeching that I know if any moms are listening to this, don't want to hear. So we did our best to cut him out of it.
So that's why half of it's like, look how cute he is.
I know. There's one part where like, babe, and I couldn't take that out because then it just, it didn't flow. It was not flowing. So I was like,
he's in the toilet.
He's throwing that ball in the toilet. I was away in Florida, and even being there with my mother-in-law helping me, it was just, I could not concentrate on editing that episode. So, but it made it. It's up. It's live. So
it's cute.
It's cute. Whatever. Yeah.
All right. I guess because it took us so long to get here, we should talk about self-care and leaving the house without our kids.
Yeah, I think today is a good episode for that. Getting out of the house, doing things for ourselves, basically, in a nutshell.
Yeah, which is much easier said than done.
Much easier said than done. All right, so what do you do for self-care? What's something that's a need and what's something that's a want?
Oh, God. I think, so basically a need would be like going to the gym and showering. Does showering count as self-care?
I don't know. Some people say it doesn't. Some people say it doesn't. Like, I've seen it's normal hygiene. So
yeah, I don't think it should count. I think, like, self-care should be something that you are doing that's separate from your everyday routine.
Yeah.
Like, it should be something done specifically for you as an individual and not just for, like, so you and your teeth don't fall out of your head. And, like, feeding yourself is definitely not self-care.
Yeah, no.
Because you'll drop dead.
Yeah,
definitely. You need to eat.
No, I definitely think the gym is... Some sort of workout is definitely like a need.
I need it. And then, I don't know, like I get my nails done once every 3 weeks.
Okay.
So that's it. I literally do nothing. I don't leave the house for anything.
I'm trying to think of like what I would want though.
I think I would want one night a week to get dinner with my friends.
Okay.
And then I wish I had one night a week or one night every other week to get dinner with Tony.
With your husband, yeah.
That because I feel like that's the difference. Like, I would say
gym is a need
for my self-care and for yours. The gym is a need. And then like going out without your kids in a social aspect is a want.
Yeah. But even like what about at home? Like I know every night, not just the showering, but I'm really trying my hardest to not shower like 1 o'clock in the morning and then go to bed. I'm trying to get the baby to sleep, straighten up the living room and the kitchen, and then like take a long hot shower, and while the shower is running before I get in, I do dry brushing, and then I get in, and then afterwards.
Okay, what is dry brushing?
Dry brushing is self-care.
What is it?
So before you take a shower, you take literally a dry brush, no oil, no lotion. At first it doesn't feel great on your skin, but then you start to get used to it. And it's to help with lymphatic drainage, which is like cellulite, getting rid of like any toxins in your body, things like that. So you have to go in circular motions up
on your
legs.
Whole body?
Yes. Oh, and this is another thing. You have to push them to your lymph nodes. So.
Oh my God, this is a lot of work. This is self-care. Okay, start. What? Okay.
You have lymph nodes in your armpits and in your groin.
Okay.
So what I do is I get undressed and then you like circular motions on the back and front of your legs, back in front of your legs, then you push it all to your groin. Why are you laughing at me?
This sounds insane.
It's not that crazy. So you can do it on your face too to help with swelling.
Cool. Yeah. My self-care shower is I literally turn the water on and then I sit on the floor in the shower.
Oh, I love to do that.
And then I don't wash myself or do anything whatsoever.
You know who sits on the bottom of the shower?
My entire life. And
you know
all
who
of
does
the choices.
That?
Who?
Benny.
Yeah. Me and Benny are the same person. So me and Benny separately sit on the shower.
Definitely separately.
Not together. Separately. But like, yeah, I don't do anything. I don't put lotion on. I don't do shit.
Yeah,
so,
I know. Those are needs for me.
I wish. Like, I don't even think I know how to be a person.
If I don't put lotion on after the shower, I feel like... I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, my God.
Like, I feel like if I bend my arm, my whole skin is going to crack.
I'm a terrible person. I'm bad at humaning.
No, you're not.
Humaning. is that a word?
You're not bad at humaning.
I really am. No, I'm so bad at it. I guess I need to do these things. Maybe I'll feel better of a person if I do, though.
You might.
All right, so I have to dry brush my body. Step one. Step one.
Dry brush. Two, get in the shower to actually wash yourself.
I don't do that either. Okay, good. Okay, I'm writing a mental checklist right now.
Step three, I get out. I oil my stomach.
With what?
Just body oil. And then I do.
Step three, buy body oil. Step four,
then I lather myself. It's called something, but I can't think of. It's like, you know, the gua sha, the thing that you use on your face.
I'm supposed to use something on my face.
We should get a cricket sound.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Literally right now. Okay, so I grew up on The Simpsons, so only people who watch The Simpsons are gonna get this. But like every time someone was talking to Homer and he had no idea what was going on, it would just show like a cow playing a ukulele in a speech bubble. So that's what's happening right now. I'm like, what?
So
there's a thing for my face. So God, well, I need to. I'm not good.
Yeah, but getting back to the body thing, but this is only because I really want to lose my stomach.
I want to lose my stomach too, just for, you know, basic every day, not having to lug it around with me.
Not having to carry that backpack.
It's a lot of weight on my back.
So it's like this flat wooden piece. And basically you take oil, you lube up your stomach. And then it's literally all different types of lymphatic drainage, which helps get rid of fat, cellulite, toxins, and extra water weight in your body.
Ribbit.
So it's literally like all different forms of that. Okay. So I do that.
Awesome.
It's like a body treatment. Why am I drawing a fucking blank? It really, before the shower, takes literally less than a minute to dry brush. Okay. Maybe 2 minutes if I spend a little extra time. And then the shower, I mean, obviously a shower, it depends on how long, like if I'm washing my hair, if I'm shaving my armpits and my legs, like that's,
it's a shower.
It could really be a different time span. Anywhere from 10 to 67 minutes.
Somewhere in between, an hour and a half.
And then the oil stuff really probably only takes me about 3 minutes.
I feel like we need to go shopping. Someone teach me how to be a person.
I'll teach you how to do it. Thanks. And then I let the oil.
I'm like, sorry, Tony. I have to scrub my lymph nodes.
Tony's going to be like, are you on drugs?
I'm trying to squeeze my excess water fat out of my lymph nodes in my groin. Can someone please help me? Oh my God. Feel like I should be able to pace when to do this.
When I was working at that spa, I was doing it. That's why I know how to do all of it.
I love rich people. I'm like, I spent $5 on shampoo the other day.
And
here we are. So, on the other hand, I
use on my hair.
Literally turned my head upside down in a shower this morning to wash my hair without actually taking a shower because I was like, oh, my hair's gross. And then it dried in a fro because I did not blow it out. And then I said, well, can't go out in public like this. So it was a total waste. And now I'm back to where I was when I began.
That's what usually happens to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so back to my routine. Step 73.
There's so many steps. Okay.
So then I wait until the oil absorbs. Then I do my face routine.
We need like SpongeBob's like 2 hours later. Like Justine comes out beautiful.
So then I do my face routine, which probably takes about a minute. I just do a little bit of oil padding and then lotion. And then I lotion my entire body.
I need to start doing that.
Like from top to bottom. Every inch of my skin needs to be lotionized. So that's my self-care that I don't get it done every night, but I'm happy with if I get it 5 out of 7 nights a week.
See, I need to start doing this. Tony, take notes. I'm going to start lymph noding and soothing my body.
Do you want to hear about my morning routine?
Fuck. I was like, this is a whole life. Okay, I thought that was a whole routine.
So in the morning, I oil pull.
What the fuck is an oil pull? What are you pulling oil out of?
My butthole.
Just like, you have like a plunger and you stick it up there and you suck it out? Where's the oil coming from? What oil?
So you take coconut oil. You put it in your mouth, melt it.
No.
And you swish it around for, Max does it for like a minute or two, but I do it for like five. So, but you cannot swallow the oil because it's toxic. Because it's literally pulling all the toxins out from your gums and everything. It whitens your teeth. It gets rid of cavities. It gets rid of all the bacteria in your mouth, like in your gums that you miss.
Girl, I've never had a cavity in my life, and I do not oil pill.
Oil pill.
Oil pull. okay, so I'm supposed to be swishing toxic oil in my mouth. Continue. Yeah.
So then you spit it out. Then you rinse with salt water. Then you brush your teeth and scrape your tongue.
So you're lucky if I brush my teeth 5 out of 7 days a week with a basic toothbrush and toothpaste situation, because...
And then I do my face in the morning.
Cool.
I do a little bit of oil, and I have a little machine that you like to help with my wrinkles. And then I lotion up, and then I'm ready to go. I'd say
this is why
all,
Justine looks like that and I look like this.
No, this looks like this because I got Botox.
I think I'd be allergic to Botox. I'm terrified of it.
So either now, coming from people who I've spoken to about my Botox experience, for the listeners, I literally got Botox for the first time maybe a month ago and I passed the fuck out.
I just got a text like, I just got Botox, passed out. I was like, oh God.
I'm covered in tattoos, but somehow I can't handle some Botox needles. But anyway, so there's two types of people that I talk to about this.
The pass routers and the non-pass routers?
No. The people that are like, I'm petrified of Botox. I want it, but I'll never get it. Like you, the what you just said. And then there's people
who are
like,
addicted to Botox.
Yeah, that are addicted to it.
See, I think...
But it's so funny.
I don't know. I feel like I'm so allergic to everything.
So do I, though.
And then if I put some like weird toxin in my skin, it might kill me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's how fearful I was of it. And then I was just like, I hate this fucking line on my forehead. I need it gone.
I know. I'm starting to get there.
So.
It's all right. Whatever. Hey,
yours
lines.
Isn't bad, though.
I feel like it's bad.
No, yours is not bad. I had that one indentation right here that you can still kind of see because she said I would need it like 2, maybe 3 times to get rid of it.
And, I don't even and like it. When now I, it's just getting red because you're rubbing it.
Well, now if I can't squint because I have Botox.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
Rumple your eyebrows. You can't. Your whole bottom half of your face is making a face, but your top half's not. It's like you're two different people. Your bottom half is like, ooh, but your top half's just like
frozen.
Just nothing. Bottom half's like. Because you're trying so hard to make your eyebrows move and they're not going anywhere. Oh my God, that is not part of my self-care journey. Honey, it's not happening.
We'll start doing the gua sha and then you won't need it.
I still don't know what a gua sha is, but okay, I'd rather that.
It's like a little stone that you put in the fridge and then when you wake up in the morning you...
Oh, I have those.
Put oil on your face.
I don't put oil on my face and I also don't use it, but I have them in my freezer.
Yeah, it feels really good in the morning.
It does, but every time I take it out, the kids like it, and then they start rolling their face, and I just go, whoop, I tried. And I walk away while they both look radiant.
Beautiful, with their
gorgeous
baby skin. Oh, my God.
I'm like, cool. My face will stay hot and unrolled.
And puffy.
There will be no cooling factor for me today.
Okay. Yeah, so that's my self-care routine.
mine is a little different. I wake up. Usually by a child hitting me in the face or doing this because he wants milk. So he wakes me up just signing milk in my face, which is awesome. The other day he woke me up by literally like going like up and down on my lips.
Oh my God.
Like he, like blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he was just like burr, 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 and I was like, why? Usually I get woken up by my beautiful alarm clock of chirping birds and the sun in my face. It's gorgeous. Then I crawl out of bed like a weird, sad woman. I'm just crawling my way out of my hole in the morning. Stretch my limbs, scratch my neck. It's good. Everything's fine. Usually the dog needs to be carried down the stairs because that perfect angel prince cannot use the stairs properly. He refuses to walk down my stairs.
Okay.
So at first I have to walk the children down the stairs.
And then you have to go
then
back.
Then I have to go back up for the dog.
There you go. There's your self-care.
And those are my steps.
Getting your steps in.
Okay. That's up and down the stairs a few times. That's my, you know, step experience. Mm-hmm. Then I take him outside and the kids start demanding things. And then all of a sudden it's time for Gage to get on the bus at 12:30.
Okay.
And by that part, I sometimes put a shirt on and usually gets spilt on or paint gets on it.
You also have, we have to remember too, when I had Benny and Lincoln at Gage and Axel's age, right. I was not doing all the things that I'm doing right now.
I have two young kids.
You have two wild ages. Yes. I have one 16-month-old who is very calm when he's alone. So yeah.
We have very different children.
Well, once he gets into, like, if it's days that I have the kids and I'm getting them, like, usually I don't do that routine until after I get the kids out of the house. Right. Because
it's impossible.
When I have them in the morning and I have to get them up for school, it's like, oh, fuck, I gotta get up, and I jump out of bed. Yeah. But when I don't have to wake them up, me and Damien sleep in. We sleep in until like 9, 9:30.
My kids do not sleep.
Yeah.
They go to bed at...
That's rough. Yeah. They also go back... They go to bed
super late. So like, why am I... My voice is like scratchy today.
Do you want water?
Yeah, give me a sip.
Here, keep it by...
I'm parched.
Keep it by you. I have my juice. Yeah, so the age difference really, and the temperament really makes a difference. Because that's how Benny and Lincoln were. And I remember, I mean, I was younger, but still, it's just like you wake up to kids smacking you in 100%. The face and it's, I need food, I need this, I need that. Damien moseys on his way into the living room and then he has his coconut water and then he drinks a little yogurt pouch while I make him breakfast. Nope. Like,
mine are, it's very easy. Up with the sun and they are ready to party.
Yeah, that's wild.
And they're both in their rooms and they're throwing things. And I'm like, just try to put laundry away that I dragged up the night before. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, okay, speaking, ready? These are my kids. Mm-hmm. I told you a little bit about this. But the other day, this would have been my mayhem moment, I guess. So we'll just put it in the middle of this segment. Because my kids are so fucking nuts. So like Tony the other day was upstairs with them. And I was like, I'm going to clean downstairs. You keep them upstairs.
Oh, God.
And he was like, all right. And he turned his back. And all of a sudden I heard yelling. And I was like, all right. Not really yelling. Just like, ugh, like what happened? Like whatever. And I guess Axel dumped all of the... remains like the dust pail in his bedroom.
Oh.
So then Tony went to clean that up. And then Axel went into my room in my art desk and found 3 bottles of acrylic paint and opened all of them, dumped them all over my brand new hardwood floors, into my hallway upstairs, all the way into the bathroom. In 0.5 seconds, covered himself, his entire outfit, and 3 rooms in pink and green paint.
Oh my God.
It was very Easter. Spring has sprung in my household. So he just really wanted us to celebrate. He was like, you didn't decorate enough for this holiday. Let's do it for you. So then all of a sudden Tony turns around. He goes, holy shit. And I'm still downstairs not doing anything that's happening. And I come upstairs and I just see Axel's mouth is pink. His hair is dyed green. His shoes are now custom. Okay.
Yeah.
Custom Reeboks. And so just so we all know how insane my kids are, that this is what would be happening if I was on a self-care journey in the morning to lather my face in oils and roll ice cubes on it.
Instead
everything
it's pain. It's pain
destroy. Like, it's just, they can make a complete trash dungeon of my house in 5 seconds.
Oh, totally.
If I look away from them in 2 seconds, everything is on fire.
All right. So that's your self-care is pain.
My self-care is survival. My self-care is literally like, I'm going to make it through another day as long as we keep them alive.
As long as they're alive. And
that's
breathing.
All that matters in the long run.
All right. Well, those are our self-care.
Just Eat an entire novel. Just Eat self-care, a memoir. Kate, it's literally just my self-care is just like a coloring book. Like, well, it's just like...
with like scribbles and
just
stickers,
like broken crayons. Literally a coloring book with broken crayons.
So should we talk about going out? Well, so this is the thing. I feel like my self-care at home is a little bit more elaborate, but I feel like you get out of the house more.
I do get out of the house more. Yeah. So that's 100% true.
So we've got a little bit of both.
We balance each other out a little bit.
We balance each other out. We definitely don't get our balanced lives.
But I go to the house looking like this. I wish.
Yeah, but you're getting out.
I know. I need one day to look good when I go out.
Yeah, it's nice like when we went out.
It would be nice to put a little
bit
of effort.
I mean, that was like at this point, this was 3 months ago.
I was gonna say, when we went out at Christmas.
Yeah, during Christmas time.
It's now Easter, Justine.
Oh my God.
3 holidays ago, we left the house together. We looked good. That's so bad.
That was the last time I was out of the house.
I know. Well, that was the last time I was out of the house that, like, I got dressed and blew up my hair.
Yeah.
And I hardly even did that because I think Tony was running late and I ran out of my house like a lunatic.
Yeah, but your hair looks cute. You put it up, but it looks cute.
But it was still up. Like, I haven't blown out my hair.
I can't even remember the last time I took a blow dryer to my hair.
I try sometimes, but then it ends up poofy because I'm only half blow drying it.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, the kids. So then you're like, dry it just enough that it looks dry in the mirror, but in actuality,
it looks like a nest dry. In the back.
And then all of a sudden it like grows as the day goes on and you like look in the mirror and you look like Sideshow Bob and you're like, what the fuck happened? I'm making a lot of Simpson references today.
You are. So yeah, it's been a while since I've gotten out of the house.
Yeah.
I've made Pilates, like my Pilates class is a priority, but also because I'm trying to put in the hours for the course, but that's a non-negotiable anymore. It used to be, I'd be like, Max, you go to the gym and I'll go later. And then later would never happen. Right. Now I book my classes for 2 weeks in a row and I'm just like, this is a priority for me. That's not just because I'm trying to lose weight, but because it's literally making such a difference in my mental health.
See, I wish. I used to be so good with that with the peach and had all my times and I would always go. But Tony's work schedule has been so
it's hard
up and down.
Yeah.
That I'm like, now he's not getting home till like 6:45.
Yeah, that's so hard.
I can't make it to my 7 o'clock class.
Yeah, that's rough. You
know, or I'd be like late, which is fine, I guess.
And then you also don't see him.
But then
I'm
literally running out of the door as soon as he gets home, right? Yeah. Like he's pulling up and I'm running out the front door.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then driving and then trying to do some class and then come back. By the time I get back, it's 9:30.
Yeah.
And he's sleeping, know? And then I'm putting the boys to bed because Tony's really tired.
And you have help during the day? Why don't you do peach classes during the day?
Because I really don't. So I have some help during the day, hit or miss.
Okay. Like not a scheduled thing.
Not a scheduled thing.
Yeah.
Because like my mom works per diem. So like she's working all this week, but she can get called into work any day.
Okay.
Even though she's retired, but she like picks up whatever people want to call out, whatever. She's like, if someone calls in sick, my mom's the one getting phone called.
Okay.
So, like, I can't really,
it's hard to rely on her.
It's hard to rely on her.
Like, it's fun to have her around with you, but
she's
you can't
great
rely on her
when I'm
solely
helping with the kids, like, during the day. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's hard to be like, oh, I'm going to leave the kids with you. But also, there's no midday classes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's morning classes, and then there's, like, night classes, which just makes sense.
Yeah, that's what they have at the Pilates studio.
Exactly, because most people are working midday. But midday's when I'm the most free, right?
I was going to say, most people, okay, maybe, but like there is, if you did like once or twice a week a midday class, I'm sure you could fill it up.
I would be there.
Yeah.
Because that's when Axel takes a nap and Gage is at school.
Yeah.
No one's going to watch my kids at 9:45 for me to go in 9:45 class when you have both my kids.
See, I like doing it in the morning because then Max starts his work day. So if I go, like I was saying to him the other day, if I drop Lincoln off at school like 10 minutes early, which boo-hoo, you got to go to school early. if I drop him off at 9:35, I mean at 8:35, I could be at the 9 o'clock class and then I'm home by 10:15, 10:20 and I already got my workout done and then he could start his work day and I don't have to bother him.
No, that's perfect.
You know what I mean?
So that's what I'm going to try to do. So in the summer, Gage's work schedule. Gage's full-blown adults with his work schedule. Gage's school schedule, he goes to school all year round. So now, his school's from 12:30 and then he gets home around like 4:30, which is hard because that's like literally the middle of the
day,
right?
Day, yeah.
So he's in the summer, it's going to be from 8:30 in the morning till 11. So I don't know what time he'll get home from the bus.
That's
so like
11:30.
Yeah, which is going to be much better because then I can at least get up, go for a walk in the morning. Yeah. You know, it's just easier to get up and out of the house bright and early.
Yeah.
Than entertaining them
all day.
I
was thinking, we've talked about this a little bit, but there's definitely pros and cons to having Gage start school at like a later time. I mean, part of me is like, oh, you get to like sleep in, have a slow morning, not have to get up and rush. But also, it's kind of harder when you have a slow morning because it's like then everybody's just lollygagging and then you end up being late for things. Like that's how I am, at least.
I think it's harder having him go to school at like 12:30 because... Yeah. I feel like we have a whole day, right? Because we wake up 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So we have like from 7 to 12 to entertain each other, right? We have to like go outside.
That's 5 hours.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a full day in the morning. Yeah. And then he goes to school and then he gets home at like 5. Mm. And then we have a whole evening.
And then it's like dinner.
It's like there's never a part of the day where I could be like, let's go out.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to go out in the morning because then we have to be home by 12 to get him ready for school. And I can't go out after school because then it's too late. And everyone's acting a damn fool because they're all super fucking tired. And overwhelmed.
It's like dinner, bath time,
blah,
blah, blah.
Books, clean up, you know, whatever we got to do.
Bedtime.
So, exactly. So I'm like, hopefully in the summer when he goes early, then he can get home by 12-ish, 11:30, 12. And then we can go out to our friend's house and have a whole day to hang out. You know,
wait, I need to interrupt
you.
Go
to the beach.
Do you realize that we started this episode with self-care and going out
and
without
our
kids?
Talking about my fucking kid. Holy shit. Why?
I had to interrupt you because I was like, stay on topic, Justine. Stay on topic.
We did not stay
on
topic.
We were talking about things and ways we can interact with our children.
God. This is what everything becomes.
Because we don't get out enough. We're like not people. We're moms. We're not people.
Everything in my brain is like, okay, so what can I do with Keach now that he doesn't have school at those hours?
I know.
Oh, the whole fucking point of this was because his school schedule is going to change. So hopefully I can go to the gym in the morning.
Okay, that's good.
I could find like a babysitter in the morning to watch just Axel.
Why don't, in the summertime, sign up for Unique Fitness. We can put Damien and Axel in there together.
Yeah.
Go to a workout. We could, there you have classes. We could go, I can train you. I literally know everything about working out at this point from Max.
I know nothing.
Like, we can literally go, even if it's an hour. And then right after that, we can go to the park.
That's what I think we need to do. We need to.
Or the beach, even. It's right there. Sable's right there. We can literally make that a thing.
I think we should do that. Like, a couple of times a week. Because, yeah, I'm feeling more comfortable leaving Axel with someone. Especially if Damie's there, too. Obviously, yeah. I'd rather have people together.
Yeah.
But like, he's getting more used to not being with me. Strangers might still be a little hard.
I know.
It's hard.
But that's why I'm hoping maybe if Damie's there. But what I like about there, like, you could walk in, you could play with him for a minute, like, okay, Axel, I'm gonna go. Then if you peep back in and he's crying, you go back in, you could console him, like, okay, I'm gonna be right back. Like,
right.
And they say consistency for a kid is key. They just want to make sure you're not leaving them forever.
Of course.
Like, as long as you're like touching back in, even if he's crying every time, like, at least he knows that you're there. Right. You know, and then eventually those girls are young. They're fun. They're super nice.
Right.
They're super patient.
I need to do that. I need to do something.
Yeah. Maybe by summer he'll be a little bit better.
Yeah. He's so hard. He really is hard to leave.
Yeah, I know. Damie too.
It's so hard. You need to leave when they're sleeping.
Yeah. And even that, it's just like, it's really hard. It's a lot.
And this is why we don't leave the house.
I know, because, you know, like, it's like we spoke about in last week's episode is, or 2 weeks ago, rather. Like, you know you have to. Like, you know you have to feel like a person and this goes
not
with
only
anything.
Feel like a person, though. It makes you a better mom.
It makes you a better mom.
Because you
it
come
makes
back
your kids
like,
have a little bit more independence. Like, there's really, as much as we're leaving the house, there is no negative to it. Yeah. You know, like, obviously there's some people that leave their house from their kids
day.
Too much.
Right,
and that's a different topic. But like, the once in a while that we want to leave the house, or that we should leave the house, rather, it's like imperative and a positive for everyone. It literally everyone, for you, for Tony, for me, for Max, for the kids, for the environment, for the tension in the house, for to reset. Like,
you really need that reset time.
You need it so much. And I don't know, like you were saying, I don't know if it was just me and you talking, but you were saying, like, when you go to your classes, it's also like a little bit of social, you know, which I'm now realizing with like my Pilates class.
Right.
Like, I would go to the gym, and the thing that I really loved about going to the gym was going with Max. Right. That was like our time together before Damie existed.
That's
but now,
nice.
Now that doesn't happen, because like, we'd go, like, we'd flirt and we'd play and like, we'd listen to the same,
of course.
You know, we'd share headphones and like, listen to music and share songs. And then, you know, it was fun. But so now, like, going to the Pilates class, I do try to do like 2, sometimes 3 a week. So I'm getting that social aspect. And then the other 2 or 3 times a week, I'm either going to the apartment complex gym, or I'm just working out in the apartment and I'm doing like cardio and stuff like that. So I'm getting...
You're getting a lot of exercise.
I'm getting what I need.
Which is good. I have not been getting what I need in at all.
Yeah.
I haven't. I used to go so much, and now it's just so hard with Tony's schedule. And it's like, I feel like there's been so many holidays and there's so many things going on.
That too. I feel like December to now, pretty much.
It's just been so busy.
It literally flies by so fast. It's like Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, blah 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 blah, Easter.
It's like,
and then it's like, oh cool, spring is here.
I feel like, because Easter's so early this year too, though, it's like really
it
fucked
is,
with
yeah.
me it because
is.
Usually it's like middle
Mid-April.
To end April, right?
Yeah.
So like,
it's literally March 31st.
It's March 31st.
Like, that's so weird.
I'm like not ready at all.
No,
whatever.
Well, we're gonna be on the plane on Easter, so
Why am I choking? I have no idea.
Damien won't remember if he gets an Easter basket or not at this age, right? I'll have no fucking idea. Fine.
Give it to him when you get back. He doesn't know what day Easter is.
That's true.
It's fine. But I know I have to do that. I have like stuff in my car. I have to order things to stuff eggs with. I have to remember to do all this stuff. But whatever. We'll get there. But I think because it's like everything's so on top of each other, mm-hmm. and Tony and I only have Sundays off together because I work Saturdays.
Yeah.
And he's been working Saturdays.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which means that like we've had multiple babysitters every Saturday mm-hmm. because someone will watch them. Like my mom will watch them in the morning till noon because I have to be at work by 9, sometimes 8:30, sometimes 8. So like she'll do the mornings till noon and then his parents come over noon to like and 5 when off. I get home.
Yeah.
Because it's a long day. But then we're using our babysitters that would normally watch them for us to go on a date or something.
Oh, I see.
To do work.
And you don't want to like and we ask can't them ask for too much.
For yeah. more.
You know, can't ask for too much.
No one's watching my kids all day and then being like, oh, can we go out Saturday night for dinner? Like, yeah. no. That's yeah. insane. They've already watched them for 5 hours that week, yeah. you know?
And each.
Each. For me to go to work. You know, that's yeah. it. So we've been needing babysitters to literally go to our jobs yeah, lately, which has been hard. So it's like I don't have any extra people ready to watch them so I can leave to go to the gym before Tony rushes home. Even if someone came over for 15 minutes to be like, can we just make this an easier transition?
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
not enough people to help. So that's been hard. And then so many things. I'm exhausted. The kids are sick. You know?
I know. Oh, my God. The sicknesses this winter was wild. It was non-fucking stop.
And everyone's nose is running. Uh-huh. Everyone looks miserable.
We had strep. We had Coxsackie. We had COVID. We had strep. Did I say that? Strep?
Yep. Strep? You just had strep 7 times.
Oh, the flu. The flu.
We just kept getting strep.
Two different types of the flu, actually.
Oh, my God.
It was non-fucking stop. It was crazy. Just,
there's so much going on. I'm like, why did I go to the gym? I don't know. It's hard to get a routine back. But once you're back in it, it's easier to
keep. It's easy to keep,
but
yeah.
once you like skip a day or two, you mm-hmm. like fall out of routine.
I know. I'm the same way.
And then it's so hard to get back in.
But
also,
I
like,
don't know.
Now that the clocks have turned back, it's going to be better.
Oh, it's so much better.
Because at least at night, it's not
such a difference.
5 o'clock and it's pitch black.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to the gym at 7 o'clock. Like, I'm not leaving the house in the darkness.
Right. I know.
It's like midnight. No,
I know.
I'm done.
I know. And it makes you feel like it's midnight.
Right. And then you get back and it feels so late.
Yeah. And then you're like, wow, it was way past my bedtime.
And then you want to crawl into bed, but everyone's still awake.
But I don't know. I think getting out is definitely... But this is the thing, though. I feel like everything is temporary.
Well, this stage of life is definitely temporary. With
it's like
small
seasons.
Kids.
It's seasons, you know? Right. There was a time where we were going out once a week.
Oh, there was a time I was out every single day.
Maybe it was the weather. I don't know. When we were going out before I met Max, like we were going out often.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like we were doing so much. So now we're in the season of
not doing anything.
We're moms. But maybe by this time next year, we could be making it a bi-weekly thing to go out and get dinner. You know, like.
Yeah. It's really hard because you need to do it so you don't lose connections. Mm-hmm. Right? Because a lot of my friends don't have kids.
I was going to say, you do need to do it to not lose connections. But if you have the right, not the right friends, because there are some friends that are the right friends, but just don't fully grasp the concept right. of it. But like they'll either be doing the same thing, like how our scenario yeah. is, or they'll just understand and be like, okay, it'll be back.
It's not the lack of understanding as much as it's you don't make the memories. If you're missing out on everything, then there's like more
FOMO.
New bond. No, but they like have new bonding, right? Yeah, like you yeah. bond over situations.
Yeah.
So the more you miss, the harder it is for you to get
back into
the groove mm-hmm. because they're like joking about things that you weren't at and yeah, talking
and then you're
about.
Like, oh.
And then you're just sitting there like, I know nothing that's going on, you know? And yeah. that makes you feel really weird. It makes you yeah. feel like the odd man out.
Yeah, it does. So I know what you're
like,
talking about. That's
you
true.
You have to keep going out or people will stop inviting you. And like Tony and I said, when you get married, you didn't have this because you had kids already. But when Tony and I got married, people stopped inviting us because they thought we were doing married people things. Like you were no longer like a solo single person. You'd yeah. officially be like a married couple. And they're yeah. like, that's weird.
You're old and you
you're
sit
old
on the couch
and you're
and watch
like
channels.
Knitting. And I'm like, that's what I'm doing. And then after you have kids, people are like, oh, well, they don't have time to do that.
That's
we're
a whole other level of
not
things.
Not going to invite them to things. And I'm like, yeah. no, but keep inviting me. Uh-huh. I want to come. Me and Tony are really good. We're really good at compromising.
Yeah.
He's totally fine with me going out as much as I want. And I'm fine with him going out as much as he wants. Like he buys tickets to shows to go with his friends all the time. He doesn't ask me. He's just like, oh, got tickets to here. I'm going to go out with Kevin. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm like, cool. Put it on the calendar so I know not to make plans those dates. And he's great with the kids, so I don't have to actually worry about that. I feel much more confident leaving my kids with Tony than anyone else.
Oh, 100%.
So I'm like, as long
because
as...
Because I know he can get them to sleep.
I know they're
going to
be fine.
Oh, my God. And my older kids, they're better for Max than they are for me, so...
My kids are better for my friends than they are for me or Tony.
Yeah.
Everyone's better for everyone else but
Damie's
us.
Damie's not. But Benny, Lincoln, and Aiden...
Just Gage. Gage is like, if you watch Gage, he'd be an angel.
Yeah.
I watch Gage, he's going to set my house on fire. I don't know. Where does that...
Why you do that to me?
I don't understand.
I said to Benny yesterday, I'm like... It's not fair what you're doing to your mommy, because I know you sure as hell don't give a hard time about all this stupid shit. Like, literally the most asinine things that he's giving me a hard time about. And I was like, you love to set me off, just like your father. Like, you love it.
They love it.
You love to push my buttons.
It gives them, like, a sense of control, I feel like.
Control
when they're like,
and also, like, I'm going to push this button to make sure you still care. I want a reaction.
The power.
I want a reaction.
It's like a power balance all the time. They're like, you think you're in charge?
Joke's on you, bitch.
Just watch. My fuck. But yeah, we need to keep going out to stay
in the
groove. If you like stay home too long, then getting out is even harder. Your body has to like defrost again. Mm-hmm. It like, no, thaw out. You got to thaw out. Defrost.
Defrost.
I guess you do that to a freezer, right? Isn't that like a thing?
No, you can defrost too.
Okay, so like it's the same thing.
Yeah, you could defrost. Okay, defrost cool. And thaw is the same fucking word.
I don't know. One sounded stupid when I said it. I tried a different one. Then I was like, that one doesn't seem right either. Let's keep trying. So
let's keep hitting them.
Let's keep talking about not being frozen anymore. Whatever.
Literally.
Let's see what the internet says.
Yeah, go.
There's like nine reasons.
Let's go to the internet.
Nine reasons mom should be spending more time with friends.
Yes.
Okay, it says, you will be a better mom. That's 100% correct.
100%.
I come home every time much happier to see my kids.
Literally like a different person.
I come home like, thank God, I love you guys so much. Look how cute you are.
I missed you.
I missed you. And they're like, gone. Hi, mommy.
I was gone for an hour and I missed
them so much when I'm gone for an hour.
I miss them so much.
So much.
So much. Like, I come back. I actually have... It's crazy. I get out of the house and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to miss his
cute face. I ask for pictures 700 times when I'm out of the house.
I miss him so much.
Send me pictures. I want to see my kids.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm sitting at the bar. I need pictures of my kids sent to me. Okay. I need to see them. I love them. It says your friends may need you too. That's true.
Okay. That's true.
I've had a lot of friends go through a lot that they do need. They need like reliable friends too. Yeah. You know, like you can't be a reliable friend to your friends. Then, like, what good are you?
Yeah,
you
literally.
Need to be there for
that's
them.
What you need to be. Yeah.
It says you will have someone to call for support.
Also true.
Because if you don't go out, you're losing connections. And then when you need something or you need help or just to vent, who are you going to call? Yourself.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You can't rely on yourself for everything.
No. And you can't rely on your husband for everything either.
Oh, God. That's something we really need to work on.
Yeah.
Tony and I were just talking about this the other day about how you can't be everything for someone.
Mm-hmm. We can get into this because... Yeah.
There's been a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Justine.
Yeah. We can get into that.
That's a conversation.
For another day.
How husbands are questionable.
Careful before you get one. Think twice.
Think twice before you get married. It's so funny. My friend's like, all I keep hearing is people being like, I wouldn't do it again. And I'm like, wouldn't do it again. Love you, Tony. If you drop dead, I won't remarry anyone.
Well, that's not the worst thing, though.
I don't know.
It depends on which way you look at it, I guess. But anyway.
All right. Don't die. Let's just keep you alive. It says you'll have somewhere to drop the kids if you need a break or an emergency babysitter.
Oh, okay. That's true. There was like a real, real emergency and you needed me to watch Gage and Axel, I totally would.
Yeah, but I feel and like I know this you do isn't the same a reason to leave the house, though. Because you can hang out with your friends with kids. That's not leaving the house without your kids.
But that's not a reason to hang out with your friends.
No, it's not. That's and it's weird. Also like a weird thing to say because I rather hang out with you with my kids. So if I need to drop them off, they know you. I'd rather that be like we hang out together as like family units.
Yeah.
So if anything happens in a case of emergency, I can drop them off with you and they're comfortable with you.
Yeah.
That's not a reason for me to like leave the house without them. Questionable.
Nix that one.
The internet's weird. It says your family will get a break from you. Fuck you.
What about us needing a break from our family?
They need a break from me? I do everything. What the fuck? If they had a break from me, there would be no laundry done.
They wouldn't last 3 minutes.
No one would eat. I don't know. The dog would be left outside. Mm-hmm. Something would go awry.
Yeah.
They don't need a break from me. I'm perfect.
I'm
I'm like fucking Mary Poppins, okay? You are lucky. Lucky to have me. Mm.
So what were the last couple of reasons?
Right, let's look up. Hold on. It says you get a new perspective. I guess so. Actually, that's true. Sometimes when people complain about their boyfriends or husbands or something, I come home and I'm like, all right, you're not that bad.
Yeah.
I'll keep you.
Yeah.
Says you get out of the house. Literally the whole fucking point, right? Isn't that what this list is?
Some of this list is great and the other parts of it.
You're going to give me a list of reasons to get out of the house by saying number 7 is that you get out of the house. Are you kidding me?
Are you joking?
What? Like that was the, you can't think of anything else?
That was the closing one?
No, this one says you get break from your daily obligations.
Obviously.
I mean, if you leave the house, you just have different obligations.
True.
Friendships take work. This list is getting stupid.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, the end. No, I'm over it. Let's stick with none of those. I feel like all of these things are the same things. It says friendships take work, but that's also including, not including number 2, your friend may need you too. And number 3, that you'll have someone to call for support. And number 4, that you have a babysitter if you have friends.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
All of these lists are the same. It's like literally just all the same thing. What is said different thing?
What's the link?
The link is happysimplemom.com.
Okay. We'll link them, but not the greatest reference we've had.
No, it's been questionable.
All right, so we got to wrap this up. Let's share our mayhem. And oh, and by the way,
yeah,
it was mindful moment.
It was mindful moment.
Yes.
Right.
It was the mayhem and the mindful moment.
Wow, you know.
I found it written down somewhere.
I'm glad that we figured that out after 4 episodes.
It's all right. We're just starting a wave. So the mindful moment and the mayhem moment. Okay. So which one you want to start with today? Well, you kind of shared your mayhem moment before.
I mean, I have an unlimited supply of mayhem moments, so I could start there.
Share another one.
Okay, so my mayhem moment is that I gave my mom toilet paper the other day to put in my bathroom downstairs because I keep it in the pantry, and I threw it to her, and then she went in the bathroom, and then Axel came out with the toilet paper, and she said, well, he asked for it nicely. And then it was just trailing behind him, and him and Gage toilet papered my entire downstairs of my house in 0.5 seconds, like whipping each other with toilet paper, trying to like jump rope with it. They were using it as a lasso. I'm like an entire roll of toilet paper unraveled in 5 seconds.
Garbage.
Before
trash.
My very eyes. I'm like, they will be killing it at homecoming when they get older.
Oh my God. Incredible.
Right?
They're egging like shit, toilet papering shit.
Yeah. Fucking, they're going to be crushing it. They're learning for real. 4 and 1.
And then wait, I'm gonna show a little clip of my mindful moment.
Oh, did you take a cute video?
Go ahead, share yours while I'm finding
my mindful moment. I don't know what is my mindful moment. I've been really trying. You know what's so hard is like Tony and I have been trying to talk, but we always are around the kids.
It's so hard.
So hard to like talk and then not include them because they're always there, right? Yeah. So you're trying to have a conversation, and I'm trying really hard to be like, nothing is the kid's fault, right? I don't want the kids to ever be like, oh, well, I did something wrong, so now we can't do this. And I feel like that comes across to kids a lot accidentally when we're like, well, you didn't act right, and then we can't do this. But you can't say things like that because it's not up to them.
No, it's hard. Realistically, they don't know how to manage their emotions.
They don't know how to act, and they don't know how to manage their emotions. So, like, a lot of the reasons I have to keep being like, we're just going to do a different situation that's better for you.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean there's going to be any more fun or any less fun. It's just going to be a different type of fun. So we need to work really hard because Gage is like a runner right now.
Okay.
He has a lot of energy. And anywhere you take him, he's just going to run off. There's a dog. He wants to pet it. There's a thing he wants to do. You cannot keep him contained for anything. Or like he rides his bike and he just rides it as fast as humanly possible down the street. You're going to get hit by a car. That's the option. So I'm like, but we can do those things with you, but we need to bring you to a place that's like a park.
You should bring him to the tennis courts at my house.
I'm just trying really hard to figure out ways that I can still do all the things
like
we can.
Navigating the wildness.
Navigating the wildness and doing it in a safer area.
Oh, I do have a mayhem moment. That just made me think of it.
Tell me more.
The airport.
Oh, fucking God. I hate the airport in general.
The airport when I was by myself with my 16-month-old. I put my bag down. Kid went running for it. On the security line. So I literally ran after him, picked him up, put him on in one of those bins. And the security guy's like, no, this is not okay. And I was like, if I put him down, he's going to run. And you want me to take my iPad out of my backpack. Right. So this is the only way that's going to. Do you want to hold him?
Oh, my God.
Do you want to hold him?
segue off of this.
Do you want
to
hold it?
Last time I traveled with Gage and Axel to Florida, I had Axel like in a baby wear on me. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason they wiped my hands and my hands went off like I was dealing cocaine or something. So they were like, well, you have to take the baby out of the holder and we have to go through all of your stuff and wipe every single thing down.
So you are the chosen one.
I'm the chosen one. So I'm like, I'm wearing a fucking baby. Gage, oh we all God. Know, is like, nobody can touch his things. He doesn't like when anyone touches his stuff. My God, I was like, Tony, you have to distract Gage and take the baby so he doesn't watch someone go through his bag and wipe all his toys down that he very specifically placed in his bag in a very specific way. And he's not going to understand why these grown-ups are touching his stuff. Yeah. So like, Tony had to like run off with them to distract them while Axel's not in a holder anymore and just taking off across the whole fucking airport while this guy empties my entire diaper bag and my son's toy bag and wiped everything down to obviously find nothing. But I'm like...
Oh, you mean you weren't carrying a block of cocaine?
Nothing was strapped behind that baby on my stomach, okay? Like, he was not, like, blocking the drugs. But I'm like, what do they expect parents to do in an airport?
It's impossible. They just don't care.
They don't care. And I get it. Like, it's to keep us safe.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say. I get there are some people that fucking... Okay, wait, hold on. You need to listen to this. This is my mindful.
Aw, baby laughs. I love it so much.
He was literally... He was dying. He only laughs like that at Lincoln. No one else.
Really?
Just Lincoln.
Oh my God, I love it.
But, all right, we gotta go.
What else is new?
What else? We're always like rushing off.
And we did it, and we're running out the door.
And we are going to get this. We're going to shut this off, and we're going to sprint.
All right.
We'll see you next time.
That was so fucking lame.
We didn't do that on purpose, I swear.
Jinx.
All right, goodbye.